You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't mean to interrupt your meal, but I love Geico's fast and friendly claim service.
Well, that's how Geico gets 97% customer satisfaction.
Yeah, I'll let you get back to your food.
So are you just going to watch me eat?
Get more than just savings. Get more with Geico.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler alongside Grant Bills, top right on your Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Paul Immig sits below us on the Winklerverse court. Boys, this would be a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to you, a random Tuesday in September, as it were.
Random Tuesday, indeed. That could be, if we ever start another podcast, that'll be a perfect name for it.
Random Tuesday.
Random Tuesday. Not to be confused with Bill Maher's Club Random.
Of course.
Yeah.
Or Bill Simmons' Any Given Wednesday.
Yes. I don't understand Bill Maher's show. It airs on CNN at 7 p.m. Saturday nights. And they edit for commercials, but they don't edit any swear words. I mean, it is just Fucktown USA.
Look what McAfee started.
Yeah. And McAfee's saying shit at lunchtime.
On ESPN.
On ESPN.
And hey, by the way, there is breaking $100 million player news.
That's not worthy of interrupt. Whatever Bart's doing, this is not. Go ahead, though.
Did you see it, Grant?
I did, and I ignored it for a reason. Go ahead.
No.
What happened?
I said someone just got $100 million. I'll give you 50 guesses as to who it is.
It's a NFL player?
No.
NBA?
Yeah. I guess if you've narrowed it down, maybe it becomes a little bit more obvious. But
oh, Kuminga.
No.
Giddy.
Okay, two guesses.
Wow. Okay.
Well, these guys are sitting as RFAs all summer, and like, what's going on?
You're following along with Josh Giddey contract details?
Well, in the dead of summer, I can't just break down a Brewer game for a couple of hours.
I suppose.
You know? I gotta talk NBA free agency, and all these guys fly off the board, and then nothing happens. And then Miles Turner, you know, everybody loves him, but then he comes to Milwaukee, so he sucks. Micah Parsons, everybody loves him, but he comes to Green Bay. Now he can't stop the fucking run. He sucks. You know, every time we get somebody, they suck.
I mean, that's just human nature. Anytime there's a move, we go nuts for it, and then we get bored of being excited about it, so then we got to find a way to nitpick it. Well, what about the run? Kenny Clark wasn't even that good of a run stopper. He was here forever. How many times did they get blown off the field in a playoff game by an opposing team's running attack? Like, I don't know. When did he turn into Vita Vea? I don't understand when that happened.
Vita Vea.
I don't know. Fill in the blank. Whatever.
That's
like,
a good one.
That's
a good
run stuffing nose tackle. I don't know. Gilbert Brown, was he good against the run, I assume?
Speaking of just random guys across the league, Paul, have you done any free agent bidding yet in your fantasy leagues I'm in with you?
I'm not sure if I should disclose.
Well, no, so Tuesdays are now a busy day for you, boy. Okay. I got soccer practice, and I got to prep for that. I got the itinerary all laid out for what I'm going to do tonight. I would like to work on some dribbling. Would you like to see it?
The itinerary?
Yeah.
If you would like to share it.
Look at that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Who does the little graphic, who does that help?
Me. I found it from a website.
Okay. So this is, okay.
Yeah. So we're going to show up and play. I did a new thing now where instead of like, you know, starting with the drill, I start right with the game. We're just playing. Just playing.
Run around.
That's what you came here to do is play soccer.
Run around.
Gonna do some red light, green light. I got a nice dribble line set up. We're going to do a little pirate game. Get the booty. Pirate booty.
Is this, you've never played this before as a soccer guy?
No, I did, but yeah, I probably, practices are an hour. I probably put in at least that game planning for the practice. It's a lot of work.
Is the salary worth it?
The salary?
Yeah. Is this like, how many? Well,
don't get paid for this.
How many M's do you get for this?
No M's.
Do Bart and I strike you as individuals that do things for money?
But is that, I was joking about him getting paid for his 6U soccer team, just so you know.
Salary is my kid scored a goal again.
It was also, I could ask how many M's, just to be clear.
So I got a game plan for the practice. Then I got to do a practice. Tuesday's now Bartometer night.
Yes. I mean, I'm curious what it is. Oh, I actually have a question that might. So hang on that one. But yeah, go ahead.
The Bartometer is which backup quarterbacks are going to get the most starts the rest of the season.
I literally just said hang on to it, but okay, go ahead.
All right. And then fantasy pickups with 8 leagues. That took me a fucking hour.
Yeah.
But what I do like, Paul, and this is a little, feels a little cheaty.
Uh-oh.
Is the waivers go through at 2 a.m. I'm awake. So then I just pick off everybody else's scraps.
But then don't those, are you saying guys who get cut?
No, guys that weren't picked up at all.
Oh, I see. But then, I mean, unless it's not a deep league.
I got a lot of guys in our league that I need to cut.
Did you finally did your Amari Cooper RIP?
I cut Amari Cooper. Anyway, this is a bunch of bullshit. Packers won biggest game of the year. Let me go, you got one?
May I?
Yeah.
Before we get too deep into like sports stuff, I want to introduce a new game idea for you, Bart. I think you're going to like it. Especially this is for new callers. Accent or drunk?
Ah.
So may I introduce to you our first participant?
Oh, wow.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get this to work on the first try.
I am.
Oh, ready? Oh, God. Ready? Here we go. Oh!
Is this from last night?
Oh, yes. He was good. He ended up being good. Wait, hold on.
Hey, you, brother. What's up, Zach?
Hey, well, hold on. Grant.
Hey, you, brother.
What's up, Zach?
Accent or drunk?
Me?
Hey, you, brother.
That guy's got to be Zach? Drunk.
I think the answer was accent. He was from Tennessee.
Can it be both?
But so that it was almost like, is it call fold or what? Whatever your third option is, Bart, like accent or drunk?
I do like that.
Because that one should have been drunk, but it turned it out into be a good caller. But I like the idea that
I had a lot to get to after week one, but that Bears Vikings game had so many talking points that I barely talked about Micah Parsons or the Packers. I barely talked about Aaron Rodgers. Which sucks. That sucks.
Did you hear one or sucks? Yeah, that you didn't get a chance to talk about it.
I did you hear my way out of that one? My way out of that one is that I'm right about Aaron Rodgers still, even though he threw 4 touchdowns, because I still said he is an elite thrower of the football, you know, and nobody can throw the football like him. But also I said that he's old and slow and he's going to get sacked in situations where other guys won't get sacked. I just didn't cover the other 90% of the game. So I talked about that 10% of the game. I didn't cover the other 90% of the game. Now, he did have some passes that were dropped interception-wise. So I think that's more of an anomaly. I also think that Daniel Jones is an anomaly, but I think I want it to be an anomaly, and I think that's actually going to be real.
I think it's real in the sense that he's an NFL starting quarterback, a bottom third NFL starting quarterback.
They have a good offense.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps when you can dump it off to a Tyler Warren, who had a heck of a first rookie game.
Well, there's a lot to get into, but we should talk about the Packers. I don't want to dig around.
I got my accent or drunk thing, which I would just say because you're national and because you're on at midnight and after, I think it's good. Are you ready?
For some football?
Exactly.
Yeah.
These four teams or the field to be in the Super Bowl, got to have two from the AFC, two from the NFC. I want to see how big of reactions. It's week one, but ... I'm curious how big that but is. You get four teams or the field: Packers, Eagles, Ravens, Bills.
To win the Super Bowl?
To get to the Super Bowl. So you're saying the game would have to be two of those two playing each other.
Oh.
to get it right if you're going to pick that quad of four. So the Super Bowl will be contended by two of the four teams, or you get the field, the Ravens, Bills, Packers, Eagles, instead of a group of teams in the field. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Well, the NFC, that's the NFC. Who else is coming out of the NFC?
It's Packers.
You have no Rams stock at all.
None.
I'm sitting on all of it.
I've got more Buccaneers stock than I do Rams.
NFC championship game. Bucks, Rams. That's what I picked.
Whoa.
I have zero Lions stock.
It's the same.
I feel good about that one after 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super high on, like, I went from, I think the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl to,
I know. Well,
I don't want to say that, but geez. I mean,
that's what you wanted to say.
I know, but man, like, how that was like a dream start. Love looked good. And then people, even I put out a tweet that said, Jordan Love is so fucking good. Stop pretending like he's not. And the amount of people that rushed to still pretend like, oh, well, there was that drop in the third quarter. He missed the guy in the fourth quarter. I mean, you look at him, you look at Caleb Williams, who I don't want to give up on either, but he is flat out missing guys. Just some of the inaccuracies that Williams had last night. It's like, I don't know where that's salvageable.
I'm still going to finish the second half, so hang tight on anything after that. I'm kidding.
Yeah, well, the Vikings are terrible.
First half, we can talk first half.
Vikings suck, Paul. That's it. McCarthy's over.
Do you want to still talk a JJ trade in Dynasty? He didn't look good. He didn't look good. Again, I've not seen the second. I haven't seen the second half.
Yeah. Oh, no, you just have him. Fuck, if you haven't seen the second half.
Take advantage.
The one that I would, the Ravens, but see the Ravens,
you don't think they're the second,
well, they're not going to make it, right? Like, they're going to
think they're the second best AFC team, the Ravens.
I don't know. Are we done with the Chiefs
as a part of this quad box four pack? Yeah.
I've been done with the Ravens for so long. Like, how many times you need to see them lose a game like that? It's like when people kept picking the Packers. Let's all be real here. Like in the start of the 2021 season, when like Pete Prisco goes on CBS, was like, the Packers are my Super Bowl pick. Like even Packers fans were like, brother, like, thank you. But at this point, like, how do you guys still keep doing? How many times do you need to see them lose before, so Grant, like, you know what? I don't think they can.
So Grant, you would don't let me put words in your mouth. You would put the 0-1 Chiefs in that second AFC spot over the 0-1 Ravens?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe the Bengals too.
Yeah, honestly. I still like the Bengals.
I was trying to think. My follow-up was going to be, what is the team in each conference that you really wish was in there? And I think it's the Rams in the NFC and the Bengals in the AFC for me.
Well, so I think the Bills.
If you could get those six,
if I could get another one, yeah. Like which is the other team that I'd really want in there?
Then you would take that over the field if you could get Rams and Bengals in there.
Yeah, we don't need to change the parameters. I was just for the sake of conversation.
Well, after only 1 week, it's like
long form conversation.
Long form. How large can this list grow before you're like, yeah, I don't need the field.
I'll take it right now. I like Packers Bills.
Yeah.
And I'm predicting Packers beat the Bills on air, but in real life, I think the Bills will beat the Packers. So
that's a funny line to draw.
But then I say that on air.
Interesting.
Full behind the scenes.
It's very meta.
Yeah. My show's very meta.
I'd be out on the Ravens winning a Super Bowl.
But at some point, even with that, I it's so easy just to be like, oh, the Ravens suck. That's going to happen again. I don't want to eliminate the Ravens after that, but
They don't right. suck. They it will it. Happen again.
It yeah, they have happen, done it yeah. so often. And everyone's trying to figure out, well, whose fault is it? I don't know. Sometimes things just happen, man. I don't know.
The Ravens, to me, feel like the Packers post-2014, but without the Super Bowl win. You know what I mean? Like, they've lost in these playoff spots so many times that they can feel it, that they're tight. Like, there's so much. I think Nick Wright the other day said there's scar tissue there. And I think that starts to impact a head coach quarterback combo when they've been in so many of those games together. Now, you could bring in a new coach, you know, or a new quarterback. The Ravens aren't going to do that, and maybe that fixes it. But I went to bed before the end of that game. I didn't go to sleep, but I got into bed. I turned it off, and then I saw tweets about how the Ravens were blowing it. And I said, I know exactly what's happening here. Like, I didn't need to see the end of the game. What's going to happen is the Ravens are going to be fighting for their lives, and they're going to be confronted with like a kick or go, a punt or a go situation, and it's going to feel 50-50, and they're going to do the thing that's probably smart by the numbers, and it's not going to fucking work because that's all. And then after the game, it's like, well, what do you want? They're unlucky. That's good process. It just didn't work. But it always happens to them. So I think they're probably, by pound for pound, maybe the best team in the AFC, but I wouldn't pick them to win shit.
Well, if the Bills would have, if Jair, who had such a dog shit game.
That was really fun to watch.
Stinky. If he doesn't trip up Coleman probably, it looked like he was going to walk in. You know, some of these guys, you can tell they're going to go down.
If not just from his momentum alone.
Yeah, so then they would be down 5. Mm-hmm. And even with a half a minute, you're not counting Lamar out. Like the rule, and I talked about this last night, but Ravens, Chiefs, Bills, those three have three quarterbacks that in that last quarter, I don't care if it's 4th and 10 at your own 25, you can't give the ball back to them. You cannot give the ball back to them. Speaking of idiocracy, the Bears last night, that's why did they kick the ball? What were they doing? Ben Johnson. Caleb Williams uses timeouts Rodgers style, where it's like, we don't fucking need, these are for me. These timeouts are for me to use, not the team. They are for me when I don't know something, and that's not going to go anywhere. So I think a lot of.
You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honey, do not make plans Saturday, September 13th, okay?
Why? What's happening?
The Walmart wellness event. Flu shots, health screenings, free samples from those brands you like.
All that at Walmart.
We can just walk right in. No appointment needed.
Who knew we could cover our health and wellness needs at Walmart?
Check the calendar. Saturday, September 13th.
Walmart wellness event. You knew.
I knew.
Check in on your health at the same place you already shop. Visit Walmart Saturday, September 13th for our semi-annual wellness event. Flu shots subject to availability and applicable state law. Age restrictions apply. Free samples while supplies last.
You and I have different opinions and have had different opinions on Caleb Williams. Boy, if I had any stock left, which I don't, it would be sold.
Yeah.
Let's not forget who was actually right all along about CJ Stroud. This guy.
You don't. Well, you don't, okay, we got...
This guy.
I don't know that you're right. I don't.
He's looking more right than he's looking wrong. Whoa, yep, jinx. Yeah, he's looking to be more right than he is wrong.
Yeah.
The Bears, if Ben Johnson.
Who do you want, Stroud or Caleb? Fine, go ahead.
If Ben Johnson.
Noose.
Ben, what I want to say, they want to play Tyson Bagent so bad. They want to play Bagent.
Tyler Dunn reported there were players that wanted him last year. Ryan Poles himself had to shut it down.
By the way, we did say last week that Pablo Torre is the only one doing sports journalism. Ty Dunn should have been mentioned, and I felt bad after the fact that I didn't mention him because, you know, his Bills story was that last year.
Yeah, but do you see what happens when these guys make these reports? Like, no one's like, oh, Tyler, great reporting. Everyone's like, you piece of shit.
Hold on, though. That's how you know you have done good journalism.
Yeah.
That's the sign.
Yeah. I don't understand.
How could you tell me these things I don't want to be true, you fucking asshole?
Here's what people never say. People never say, like, oh, that's not true. It's always like, well, he's just reporting that for clicks. It's like, well, no shit. Like, duh. That's like, well, you just want people to listen to your radio show. Yeah. That is the goal. But like, it's good. Maybe it comes from sour grapes from coaches who are no longer there. And you can say, oh, those guys are a-holes for putting it out, but you have to give Tyler credit for going to get that stuff and making that available. Journalism now is pushing out information that parties want pushed out in a way that they want it pushed out. And there's relationship building there, and there's something commendable, but that's a real thing. There's very few people doing what Pablo Torre or Tyler Dunn is doing, which is going and getting the information that the teams and the parties don't want out there. And making that available to us.
And it's part of why Hard Knocks.
These coaches are just bitter than vindictive. Well, yeah, they lost their fucking job because Williams sucks.
Yeah, because he wouldn't come to practice. I'd be bitter too.
Like, I know there's more content now than there was 15 years ago, but it's also why Hard Knocks is unwatchable, because it's just whatever the team wants to put out. It's nothing. Right? I mean, just go to their social media feed. Like, that's nothing. Anyway, so shout out to people like Ty doing the good work.
Do you have a prompt about Caleb Williams and the Bears, or should I give my 60 seconds on that now, Paul?
Well, I did want to ask, but Caleb or CJ Stroud.
Can I just say something? Was the Packers game CJ so good that we have nothing to say?
I have stuff. Hold on.
Okay. Well,
we should have started micro and then gone macro Bart.
Ah. No, go continue.
No comma.
I'm busy anyway. I'm posting a picture of me at a payphone last night on my Facebook page.
I mean, that's going to get you at least 48 cents.
What do you think?
I think it looks great.
I'm the one who took this picture, actually.
I like the open sign behind you. Grant, the best prompt I could give you is Caleb or CJ. But go ahead.
CJ. 10 times out of 10. And as
an anti-Stroud guy, 100% agree. Mm-hmm.
And here's what frustrates the shit out of me. And Bart, you have to have a take on this too, because these people are your coworkers at the company at which you work, Odyssey, their Chicago affiliate, 670 The Score, which is a massive station, right? It drives me nuts.
3 hours a night and nobody cares.
Because set that to the side. Every time I see clips from that station after a Bears loss, that Bears loss last night was a debacle, right? Can we agree that like the Bears, the same way that the Packers had to win their game, the Bears had to win that game last night, right? New coach, Monday Night Football at home, new regime, rookie starting quarterback on the other side. Like, the Bears had to win that game. It was a debacle. And every clip that I see from 670 The Score, whether it's their post-game show or their morning show, is like, yeah, I wish Ryan Poles would have drafted a running back a little early. It's clear they're lacking punch there. It's like, are you guys fucking kidding me right now? Like, why are you not lighting up Caleb Williams? This dude has been given everything. You built the team around him. You hired him a new coach. You built up his O-line. You drafted him a tight end in the first round. Everything's been, and he looks just as shitty as he did last year. And it's hard not to think, like, dude, are you working? Like, it's clear it's been reported you're not coachable. I don't understand why, like, all the barrels are not pointed and blasting at Caleb Williams in Chicago right now. It's very weird to me. I don't get it. I want that fire. It's supposed to be a legit sports talk market, and they won't let him have it. And it's very
frustrating. A caller called in this morning. Did you see that? A caller called in and was yelling at Mully and Hall. And like, why did you guys tell me he was good?
Yeah.
You guys were so positive. You were so adamant that he was good and he sucked.
And I don't think they were wrong, but it's recent developments that should have Mully and Hawk completely, like, if there's ever a time to completely and totally let a player have it, it is now. And
well, I've always said that Fields was good, and now he looked good with one game with the Jets, and he looked all right with the Steelers, but he never looked like that in Chicago. And I don't know if this is a Chicago thing or not. I think Caleb, oh man, he was my QB1 coming out. I really believed it. But now you look at the draft class he's in. especially with Daniels going two.
Penix looked good too.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was my QB too. I love Penix.
I remember mm-hmm. that. Yeah. Drake May might look stinky. We'll
how about this question then, Caleb? If they have to, you have to redraft last year's draft right now, and every team who took a quarterback still has to take one of the quarterbacks. Caleb is QB5 today. If behind. Redrafting last year's QB draft,
refresh me.
So the Bears take Daniels. So who do the Commanders take? Is the question.
I would say they take May.
Ugh.
Nix.
And I like Drake May. Penix has got to be the second guy. Penix has got to be the second guy.
So we're gonna say, let's just keep going on this. So we're gonna say Penix is two, Daniels is one. I'm taking May and Nix before I'm taking Caleb.
Remember when I just saw this clip today? What's his name? Merrill Hodge.
Yeah.
I saw the clip.
Yeah, he came out and said there's nothing special about Caleb Williams. There's nothing special. And I think because they passed on Mahomes and because he's a little mobile, like we do think there's a ceiling of Mahomes and Caleb Williams. We all group thought that. But is there? I mean, the last year when he came back for USC his last year, I thought he was going to win the Heisman. I thought he was going to be a lot better than that. He didn't win the Heisman, did he? I'm like freaking out. I don't
think so. No,
I don't remember Heismans.
Yeah, same. I know. All I know is Reggie Bush's that never happened.
I don't know.
All Drake I know is that I had a vote. It would be my personality.
Drake May looks stinky, but I also don't know what he's throwing to Kayshon Booty and the corpse of Stephon Diggs. And his mm-hmm. line stinks.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have like Josh McDaniels is his OC. And I think he's good, but like Josh McDaniels is not going to come in and be like cutting edge offense for young quarterback transitioning out of college. Who's mobile. Like I think they're going to make Drake May learn like legitimate NFL. So they're not going to give him shortcuts.
Brad, I was just reading about that game. Vrabel punted in a stupid time.
Patriots.
He sucks.
Ow. But with the Bears, I'm like, Ben Johnson's good. Dennis Allen's good. You got a defensive score. They improved your O-line. You got great wide receivers. You got a stable of running backs. Oh, so they don't have Saquon Barkley. Swift looked pretty solid. Like, dude, at some point, it's just you. Like, you can't miss throws to the flat. And you can't miss a guy who's wide open on fourth down. Because I know if you went through the All-22, you could find four or five different plays from last night where he had a guy wide open. He just didn't throw him the ball. Like, forget missing wide open guys. I bet there's a bunch of plays where he didn't throw the ball where it was supposed to go.
One guy we didn't even mention from last year's QB draft, J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, that was the other one I forgot about.
By the way, I would say I'm taking May 2nd ahead of Penix. Wow. I think with McCarthy in that group, he's 5 or 6 for me.
Who, Caleb?
Caleb.
I'm
redrafting today.
I would sign Geno for a year and draft someone else down the line.
Yes.
I would be completely and totally out on the Caleb Williams business.
Bar, this is obviously a great national topic more than necessarily
I can't.
See, Grant, by the way, you've been saying all this like Caleb stuff to a guy who is still defending him. So I don't know.
The odds for first quarterback benched are out. It's Russell Wilson 1-2.
Yeah.
They are totally going to Jackson Dart and fucking that
which
up.
They should not.
Brian Daboll, I don't root for people to lose their employment. Brian Daboll should never work again for Gainful Funds in any capacity. I don't know why I hate this guy so much, but I absolutely, I hate him. He's never done anything to me. I have no reason to this. I just, maybe he reminds me of somebody in the back of my head. I don't know.
He's a fat version of David Morse. That's what he reminds me of. From Disturbia, he had a run in house. You'll see the picture if you Google the actor. You know exactly who it is. He's a fat David Morse, and that guy is sus in everything that he's in. He's kind of like creepy, spacey guy. I mean, he's a serial killer in Disturbia, so that's what he reminds me of. Are you looking at a picture now?
This
Brian
guy.
Daboll is a fat David Morse.
All right. Well, I have to share a picture for the YouTube. And if you're on audio, it's just exactly what Grant described. So I don't think there's anything you need to do there. David Morse. There he is.
Yeah, that guy. You know who that is, Paul, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a fat version of that guy. Is that The Rock? Is that what movie that is? Green Mile?
I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's David Morse was in a show. How the fuck do you know this guy's name?
I don't know. He was it's a great season of House where he's the
House
foil.
And you're talking to.
He got nominated for an Emmy for that.
For House? Yeah, he's
what would he have been in that I know him from?
Can we talk about House a different, like, can we do an hour on House at a different day? They need to play Dart because, and here's why, Paul, you were saying they shouldn't play Dart. I look out for the fans, okay? Giants fans don't deserve to watch Russell Wilson. Like, you can't, they can't score touchdowns. They've been able to score touchdowns since like 2 years before Eli retired. You can't make them sit through this. You just can't. He can't see the field. He can't make the throws. He looks slow. You just can't run Russell Wilson out there. So if you want to start Jameis, fine, but done on Russ, which is hilarious because he had a sit down with Aaron Andrews. It's like, welcome to the Big Apple. You remember when you were here for the Super Bowl? And it's just, it's not.
Yeah, Russell Wilson is so bad now. Why don't they just start Jameis? What was this guy? There's like everything he's ever been in, I've never seen any of it. Hack
or Hacks?
Hacks is a great show.
Trem? Was that what it was called? Trem?
Don't know.
Was that that show in New Orleans?
Grant, I like your take. Caleb isn't just QB6 from last year. Caleb is below sign Geno and just go back again the following year.
I'm not giving up on him.
I mean, let me ask you this. I remember after the Brewers opening weekend, Paul, you asked, will the Brewers make it back to 500 again this year? To which
I said they won't.
I said they would. I didn't think they'd be this. I didn't think they'd be 30 something games over. But like, if you were to ask, do you think the Bears will get back to 500 this year?
Who do they play next?
The Lions.
Lions. They're going to win that game too.
You think so?
You're just trying to wish your take into existence, but yeah.
Well, this is what I say about Jordan Love. Jordan, because people think Jordan Love sucks because they don't want to be good. And they point to some of the bad moments that Jordan Love has had. But there's also been MVP caliber moments. So when these guys have more potential, we've already seen Jordan Love make some of these throws that people say he can't do. The things people don't think Jordan Love can do, we've seen him do. Caleb Williams, I don't think, has done any of those things. You know, I know that first drive was good. So why do I still think that he's going to be good? I mean, I watched some of the one to DJ Moore was terrible. There was another one on fourth down that was bad.
Because mathematically, the odds are that this should work. With those wide receivers and a stable enough O-line and that play caller and his talent. Like,
what the fuck? That was weird. That, like, it just changed. Like, it jumped.
Oh, really?
That was weird. I wish I could rewind. Sorry, Grant. Watch back.
No, it's fine.
Grant?
He walked to a different room in his house and he turned the camera off when he was walking there.
But it was still the shot of the old room.
You're right about that. You're right.
Yeah, that's weird.
Do you want my closest? We did a macro Packers. Do you want my Mike McDaniel take, or do you want more of a Packers-y Jordan Love question?
I would like to do a little Packers.
It's a little Packers. Here's how I wrote this one. I
Mike
ask
McDaniel this. Is stupid.
You just told me to do that, and now you're.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. We can now circle back to the Mike McDaniel thing. We can circle back.
Which one are we circling back to? Because that would...
Okay. Do the Packers thing.
I want to write... Bart? Your mic, camera? Odyssey execs reached out and insisted, Bart, that every national host needs to share their top 8 QB rankings tonight. Jordan Love should be... Do I want to say will be? Should be on everyone's top 8 QB ranking list. I want to take it a step further and then go to like, would you put him at the number 6 spot? But let's start with the broad question. Everyone at Odyssey, which sometimes includes the 9P to 1A show in their advertisements and sometimes doesn't include that show in their advertisements.
Never in a press release.
No, sir. And more and others is... One way of
I'm
saying
the others.
Bart also
so top 8, huh?
Is this, you're starting a franchise today, you need to win a game tonight, you need to
you're
win
just ranking quarterbacks.
He's one of the best eight quarterbacks in the league. Like there's like there's the local perspective where we see more of him than we might see of every other quarterback, but I'm wondering if the conversation has changed enough yet that Jordan Love is in that top eight.
Well, who's he not better than? Mahomes, Burrow,
you've got your top four.
McCarthy, Allen.
You've got your
all right,
top four.
So when I did it in July, I'll go back to my list.
Right.
Here's my list in July. 1, Allen. 2, Lamar. 3, Mahomes. 4, Burrow. 5, Hurts. 6, Baker.
Who was
7, Stafford.
That's a terrible take.
Not a terrible take.
8, Herbert.
Should elevated.
9, Love.
So Herbert and Love go up to somewhere from 6 through 8.
I'll drop Stafford down. I don't know.
How can you put? How can you move Herbert and Love up over Stafford? Stafford's done it.
Stafford sucks.
But you can't just take in his like longevity into account. Like, well, he's done it before. He's won
a Super Bowl. That's what he's done. He's led. So what?
I still might argue Dak's better than Love, boys.
You
love Dak.
You love Caleb and you love Dak. Grant.
Caleb's like the next Dak.
I'm not proposing who is going to the Hall of Fame first, Stafford or Love or whatever the case may be. I'm saying today, the 8 best quarterbacks are. Mm-hmm. So I would honestly say like even Mahomes' recent Super Bowl wins are somewhat irrelevant to a ranking like that. Like if a guy's been like
Mahomes is a piece of shit too. He can't be charging into guys when he's going.
I hate that. I hope. Yeah, I don't like that. But then
Mahomes.
But then, Grant, then we should be saying, like, well, Rodgers, well, Russell Wilson, because they have the track.
No.
Stafford, the Stafford who won the Super Bowl is not the Stafford on the field now.
Stafford is still pretty good.
Oh, my God.
He's still pretty good. It's not like he won one in 2010.
Hey, where's Brock Purdy in this discussion? I thought he was Joe Montana.
He stalked the other day.
His only good completion was one that should have been picked in the end zone, and that Tonjes guy saved his ass.
Who else would be like Jaden Daniels? Are we still putting him? I put him at 11.
Jaden's got to be in the top. I told you at the time he should have been in your top 8 in July.
Well, I was low on the rookies.
I love Baker.
I put Caleb Williams at 19 ahead of Drake May 20.
Which I also pushed back against.
I think Herbert and Love should be separated by no more than an ass's hair width. Like those, they're the same player for me. Like we've seen flashes, but I'm still like, can you do it? Like I know the high end is there, but can you do it consistently? Like I think those two in terms of a quarterback ranking should be basically the same. So you want to put one in front of the other. I don't care, but I think those two should be.
So right somewhere between 6 and 8 then are Herbert and Love but then you'd say, okay, either Baker or Jaden are not in.
I would probably put Baker a little bit farther down, although I love Baker.
I'd put him farther down too.
I have the Bucks.
No, I love Baker.
I'm glad that you have Hurts in. Hurts to me
is unquestioned top 5.
Hurts is number 5. I was kind of just going past that.
I thought we were maybe going to have a spat about that because I think Jalen Hurts is.
We're good on Hurts.
Okay, good.
So Love is in how many national pundits? Top 8.
Out of 100?
Out of 100. Stop it.
Stop.
Out of 100 national pundits, Jordan Love is not top 8. He's not top. People will not put him
there. 5. I think he's hovering around 8, slightly above or slightly below for most people. Come on.
No, because everyone will put Allen, Lamar, Mahomes, Burrow, Hurts.
As they should.
Herbert.
Fine.
Jaden Daniels.
Even I'm still not arguing too much yet.
So then
Herbert,
you're
Love
asking national people
right there,
Jordan Love or Baker, Jordan Love or Stafford, Jordan Love or Dak, Jordan Love or Stroud, Jordan Love or Goff, Jordan Love or Knicks, Jordan Love or Purdy.
Most people will not say those quarterbacks are better than Love.
People will not put Jordan Love top 8 until there are 7 quarterbacks left alive.
There's a lot of people who think Jordan Love is very good and talk about it. I don't know where this is coming from you. The small market victim role it's not becoming. And I just don't know that it's accurate here. We had a call on the midday show earlier today. It's like, no one ever talks about Love. I'm like, I consume everything. Plenty of people talk about him. I don't get that. the shows. The Packers are the number one story over the last week. Jordan Love looked awesome on Sunday.
You're destroying Bart's entire show premise, Grant, of like Midwest.
Midwest is the best.
Yeah, but nobody respects my.
Oh, I love playing that card, but you can't just play it to play it because then you're the boy who cried Midwest. Mm. You need to play it tactfully so when you do it, people don't just roll their eyes and. You
know. I wish we were called the Middle West. I want to change the name to the Middle West.
Hey, start it. Right.
I'm here in the Middle West. The Dakotas are not in the Midwest.
Agreed.
They're just the Dakotas.
The Great Plains.
Why the fuck is that two different states?
What about South Carolina, North Carolina? Same question or no?
Those are different states. I would love to take a map and redraw the states. That'd be a passion project of mine.
Hey, no better time than now.
I love in the East, it's all like, here's a state, here's a state. And then in the West, it's just like, state. Boom. Here's a square. Do you know that Colorado, is it Colorado or Wyoming? It's actually not a perfect square. It's got like 1,000 lines. It's just like, but it looks like a square.
Interesting.
But actually, if you follow the line, you're going to be going up and down a lot.
I'm glad you have interests. Sometimes I worry if you have interests. I'm glad that things like this get you excited.
Oh, I love maps.
Good.
Yeah. Remember, I bought a new map. I bought an updated. No, I got one free. You can go to WISDOT and get one for free. They'll just send you a map. A new map.
I'm going to mark that down.
I thought I sent it to you.
Do you want to do Mike McDaniel now?
Yeah, sure. I just sent you guys a text. Let me know if you
I saw that. I was kind of confused.
Terrence Parsons at Aaron Nagler. Been watching you the last couple days. You, sir, no ball. Let me know if you ever want me to come on.
I just want you to know, I got the message first. Hey, I saw the latest when you left early.
Nagler said, appreciate that. Flying here in a bit, but we'll connect soon.
So there you go.
He basically left Terrence Parsons on red.
Is that his father or his brother or what?
I think dad.
I think it's his brother.
Oh, okay. There you go.
His bio says, Madden and 2K streamer. Subscribe YouTube and Twitch. Real Talk Pod.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all the way through the AFC Championship game.
And he's in for a touchdown!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Honey, do not make plans Saturday, September 13th, okay?
Why? What's happening?
The Walmart wellness event. Flu shots, health screenings, free samples from those brands you like.
All that at Walmart.
We can just walk right in, no appointment needed.
Who knew we could cover our health and wellness needs at Walmart?
Check the calendar, Saturday, September 13th.
Walmart wellness event. You knew.
I knew.
Check in on your health at the same place you already shop. Visit Walmart Saturday, September 13th for our semi-annual wellness event. Flu shots subject to availability and applicable state law. Age restrictions apply. Free samples while supplies last.
I'm a big Mike McDaniel guy. Have been. Still am. Here's the realization I've come to, though.
He should be nowhere near football.
Here's the realization I've come to, and it's not far from what you just said. If I can really relate to, really enjoy, and want to work with and or for a guy, said guy probably shouldn't be an NFL head coach. Like, what inspires me, what makes me tick, what motivates me, which he does. I love him. However I can work with this guy. Like, I want to be, I'll give you guys, sorry.
In the Mike McDaniel business?
I want to be in the Mike McDaniel business.
You know, he's friends with one of those comedians that always goes on Rogan.
Who?
Sam Morrill, maybe.
I like that guy.
I know Sam Merrill.
Mike McDaniel, comedian.
Even Cavaliers sharpshooter, Sam Merrill.
Sam Morrill's a name. I know that name.
Oh, no, Dan Soder. This guy.
Oh, that guy does every podcast imaginable.
Oh, that's a Mike McDaniel friend?
Yeah, they're childhood friends.
Hmm.
Anyway, sorry, I got my two middle-aged whites mixed up.
I really like him, but then I did realize that every time I'm enjoying something he's saying, I then realize he's trying to motivate and is responsible for a group of guys that have very little in common with me, most likely, from my NFL coverage days. Like, okay. So he should be fired.
Maybe he's got Jason Kidd disease, where I thought that Jason Kidd would be the perfect coach for a team of Jason Kidds.
Maybe. It doesn't make Mike McDaniel any less brilliant, which I think he is, but
Jason Kidd could probably relate to Tyreek Hill a little bit better than Mike McDaniel, for mostly for off the field reasons. Should he be fired?
The other thing I would say, though, Jesus, and I texted this to you guys on Sunday during the noon slate, like, okay, we just did like
I've started calling it early window now because early of window. The time changes on my national audience.
Fair enough. If we were to reverse play the top 8 QB thing and we did the worst 8 QBs,
sure,
Tua is on that.
Yes.
Now my question is, how close to 32 is he?
Does it matter when you're that low?
The point is, so I don't even know, like, it's probably even too harsh of me, a Mike McDaniel fan, to even judge him, because I think Tua is just fucking terrible.
Yeah, and he's not available. And the best ability is availability. But then, so, like, not only is he not good,
That's true.
But then when he's available, I'm kind of wishing he wasn't. Like, if I'm a Dolphins fan, like, not saying what you have behind him is better, but
you're rooting for a concussion.
That's not what I said.
Some Dolphins fans think he might have got one again in that game.
I mean, for his performance, I kind of want to hope so. Like, because it was just like he's really bad. So I don't
know. The week he got hurt and everyone's like, he should never play again. And then he played another game and then people got off that.
Everyone dropped it. And
that was a fun week of sports talk. I remember that very clearly.
Remember the week of sports talk where it was all about storming the court when Filipowski ran into that guy?
And then did he fake an injury for a game? I think, didn't he?
Yeah. And then he's like, fine, the next game. And now he's somewhere buried in the Utah Jazz depth chart.
I'll conclude just with the McDaniel thing and just say, I'm not even sure if he got a fair shake. The only, probably his biggest mistake was really believing in Tua. But maybe, you know, to what extent did he even do that? Or was that just like thrust upon him by the GM, who then inexplicably is like, hey, you know who we should give a contract extension to? Tua. Like that, those decisions ruin franchises.
But when you get a guy like that, that's the line. It's like, where would they be right now without Tua?
Have
they had high draft picks?
Well, they've been picking in the middle of the rounds for the most part for the past couple of years.
Because like the Colts have had all these veterans, but then I went back to their draft pick. They didn't have the position to draft a guy, and then they did, and they took a project, and then they like quit the project 3 days in.
But even before Daniel Jones looked good on Sunday, I would have rather have had Daniel Jones on a 1 year $10 million, or last year having signed Sam Darnold to a 1 year $10 million, than I would rather give Tua 45 a year.
Would you like a Bartometer preview?
Yes.
These are the 8 quarterbacks that will start the most games, backup quarterbacks, in 2025.
Bajent.
I've not refined it yet, but I have the names. At number 8, it will be Anthony Richardson. Now, there may be a trade in there.
Oh.
At number 7, Tyson Bagent.
Yes, sir.
At number 6, Dylan Gabriel.
Okay, that probably
Notch Jadur.
Well, Dylan's number 2, so yeah.
At number 5, Mason Rudolph.
I forget where he is.
Pittsburgh,
okay.
And number 4 will be James Garoppolo.
Where is he? Oakland?
I'm surprised he's not low. Is it the Rams?
Rams.
Well, I had him at 3, but I just moved up. Tyler Shuck.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And number 2 will be Zach Wilson.
From Miami?
Oh, yeah. And then at number 1, for what we referenced earlier, because of David Freeze or whatever the fucking guy's name was. David Moores? Who's that actor's name?
Oh, David Morse. Freeze played for the Cardinals.
Yeah. Yeah. Jackson Dart. They're going to fuck that up and start it. And their schedule is the hardest in the league, so he will die.
I mean, what is a team like the Dolphins supposed to do? Like, yeah, McDaniel's not the long-term answer. Neither is Tua.
It's like the Kings thing that I talk about. Sometimes you get a guy and you get a guy, and then it's just like, oh, we're not as good as the other guys.
It's week one.
People were tanking for Tua. Do we just remember that or no?
Yeah, I remember.
So who was in his draft?
Tua's?
Herbert, Hurts, Love.
Oh, that was his draft?
I think it was 2020. Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah. Wow.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
It went second round. It went Love, Hurts. I'm not sure you ever saw that picture before. Love Hurts, like the song from Bye.
System of a Down.
I don't know.
Nazareth.
I wouldn't have got that.
I was close. It was Burrow 1, then Tua, then Herbert, then Love, then Hurts, then...
Can I...
Jacob Eason in the 4th. James Morgan in the 4th.
West Virginia product.
Oh, yeah.
Jake Fromm in the 5th.
He was from Green Bay, wasn't he?
Jake Luton?
Just because I didn't like the Jordan Love pick.
Oh boy.
I didn't like the pick.
You remember?
Because you still had Rodgers.
Can I sing you a song? Jordan Love.
All
he's
time
gonna
old.
Be the worst quarterback ever.
Do we have audio of that somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do?
Can you text it to me just to get me through the day? I don't need to hear it now. I just...
Yeah, I well, I can't play it now.
God, that was...
I can only play pre-licensed music.
That was an incredible summer. The Bart Winkler Show featuring Cocaine Horvat. That's what I like to call that era. He was just unbelievably charged up every day.
He was charged up.
He might have even been in the studio alone. Right? Because, Bart, were you doing the show at home still? You were, right?
When COVID happened, I did the show from my house for a month, and I said, I need to get back on the fucking board. So I braved the coronavirus.
It doesn't even feel like you're doing a radio show if you don't have access to all the buttons and the knobs.
Well, even where I am now, like, Carlos obviously runs everything, but I still have a board. So I can play audio.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't, like, I hate not having a board. I don't know. People, like, work their whole life so they don't have to run a board. I fucking love being in front of a board.
Control.
The man at the control should be the man on the air.
I like that.
I'm in charge. I send us to break. I turn off your mic. I play the sound.
The man who signs the sentence is the one to swing the sword?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I got.
All right, any other random NFL Packers thoughts you want to spit out? We've got a game on Thursday, Packers Commanders, so quick turnaround. I'm going to take the Packers to win by 13.
A random Packers thought on the way out the door. If anyone wants to buy what little Luke Musgrave stock I have, you can have it for fucking pennies. You
pass.
Just take it. Just take it, and I'll reinvest those pennies into the spare change jar. It's for my Italy trip next year. Fuck, I'm going to use it to pay my rent. God. Take my Luke Musgrave stock. The dude stinks. And he's who many of you people think Christian Watson is. That's who Luke Musgrave is. Anyway.
Oh, have you guys
And Matt LaFleur complaining about the fans in his presser was ridiculous. Stop that. He did it unprompted. No one asked him about it. He was like, I'm going to drop the mic here on my opening statement. Fans got to be.
Why don't I like him?
Blow it out your ass. I like him a lot. It's just when he does stuff, things like that.
I think he's a good football coach. I think I'm happy that he's my team's football coach. I don't think I like him either.
I mean, I never got invited to one of his sweet parties he throws for all the beat writers, but
would you enjoy having a beer with Matt LaFleur?
Do you mean a Mountain Dew for me?
But, yeah. In spirit, Paul, can you just do the exercise? Do you think you would?
You wouldn't even have like an NA. I got a whole fridge full of NAs right now. If you want some,
I think I would ask if I could trade it in. For a Mike McDaniel lunch, brunch.
NA beers are sweet because you can just pop one open at 8:30 in the morning and you're like, it's NA, what the fuck?
Well, you can. I don't know that that's exactly what they're for.
You can drive with one. Can you, though?
I don't know, actually. Every once in a while, Matt LaFleur will say something where I'm like, if this was from another coach, I think it would read differently.
What if I got pulled over and just had like 30 cans of NA beer scattered around the passenger seat floor? What would they do? It smells like beer in here. Yeah, absolutely it does. These are fucking delicious. I just had 30 on the way home from work.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
You're under arrest. Can you take a walk, sir? Yeah. I'll walk up that hill. You tell me where to walk. I'll drive your car to get there.
Oh, they suspended Jalen Carter for another game. Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
May I? He already missed the whole game.
That's crazy.
But you familiar with the targeting
rule? It's the worst thing you can do to a person. Which, you know, it is degrading, but also.
I haven't been spit on in for. I'd actually.
Where are you going with that? You sick fuck.
Wait, Grant, you missed it.
I was going to say another haphazard. The NFL is so bad at handing out punishment. They just can't find a spot for any of this stuff.
Grant, you misread this. Okay. He's being fined one game check.
I'm reading Tom Pelissero's tweet. Jalen Carter of the Eagles has been suspended without pay.
Jamie, can you put up the tweet? Jamie, put up the tweet.
For one game because of his conduct last Thursday, because Carter was disqualified before participating in a single play, the suspension is considered. Well, then they're not suspending him. That's bullshit. That's bad wording. They're not suspending him.
They suspended him for the game he missed.
They're suspending him for the game. And they're taking away the pay.
You can't do that.
And they essentially are fining him the equivalent of that one game check, which is like $57,000.
So they're not. If you get ejected, you should have your check prorated. I agree with that.
Schefter said Jalen Carter makes $57,000 per week, which is how the NFL arrived at the fine it did. So he's just fined a game check, $57,000.
They rolled a dice to figure out what to do with him. This is what the NFL will never figure out. Is they just how much should we suspend this guy for this thing? There's no standard. There's no nothing. Spitting though, bad. Don't do that. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Well,
thank you for your attention to the matter.
That's bullshit wording. That's stupid. He's been suspended one game, but they're counting. That's sorry, I misled the masses, but that's stupid.
Get it right, Grant.
Art, this is your podcast. Can you tie a bow on this thing?
Well, I still want to tell you about my good friends at Happy Place Hemp before I leave.
Okay.
Can I bid you?
Yeah,
you can. Bid you.
Fuck out of here.
Goodbye, Paul. Do you need me for this?
Oh, wait. AJ Lee's back.
I saw. I saw the discussion.
You got the Milwaukee crowd chanting therapy last night. That was cool.
What is that in reference to?
She was like, I took some time. I did some therapy. And people were like, therapy, therapy.
Yeah.
I was going to go last night, but it was a school night.
Mm.
And then it was like a dream show for my kid because he loves the Usos and they were like heavily involved in the beginning and end.
Mm.
Jey Uso's got a little bit of a mean streak. I've been peeping in on AEW. It's okay.
It's good, is what you mean. Did you see any MJF wedding pictures online?
No.
Very interesting to see him not be the character.
Why'd he get thrown out of the Hurt Syndicate so quickly?
I disapprove of that resolution to that story. Thumbs down. Weird.
I like Cowboy with the title.
Love it. He's the man.
Hangman.
Not usually a John Moxley wrestling match guy. I think he's, you know, I know his value, but I am looking forward to seeing him versus Darby in a coffin match. That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. Darby doesn't do it for me.
What?
I don't know.
I think Darby's wonderful.
All right.
If your kid ever watches AEW, I'm guessing he would like Darby.
Maybe.
Darby seems to have that type of appeal.
Paul Emig, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye, friends.
Did you, how much of the Brewer game did you watch on Monday? Because with the football game on now, it's like even though they're in first place, but there's so much in first place. Remember when we were like scared of the Cubs and then they just kept losing?
I watched the StatCast. like on my laptop. I didn't watch or listen to any of it. Did you want more?
No, let me ask you one more thing. Badgers, Bama, 20-point spread. Cover?
No. They're going to get smoked in the trenches. They can't
Barry thought we'd be favored. What?
I think there's something in the water in that building where he was making his prediction.
I went to the Ruth Chris Steakhouse once in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Barry Alvarez room.
I bet.
They also missed my meal when serving.
Like they brought the food to the table and didn't have your food?
Yeah, some family thing. I don't remember what the hell it was for.
I did that at Howie's. It was great. You know, you bring out five plates of food and you get to the table and it's a six top and you're like, you're serving it and you're like, I majorly fucked this up. And then you get to the last person, you don't have their food. You're like, yeah, let me go check with the kitchen. I'm sure it's right there. And I'm well aware that I never put the order in. So then I try to sneak it in real quick. And the manager who's standing by the rail sees the ticket and says, what the fuck is this? All their food just went out. I said,
My worst waiter experience, and then I can bid you adieu as well, was for some reason, the yogurt parfaits the waiters had to make.
Okay.
So it was brunch and, you know, I'm slinging everything out there. And then I kept forgetting about the parfait. I didn't have time to make it either.
Mm-hmm. So how involved of a parfait are we talking about?
Yay high.
Okay.
And this poor kid was waiting for an hour and the dad like reamed me out. I'm like, I know I can't, I don't have time to make it. No one will make it for me. I asked that lady back there.
No one hates themselves more than I hate myself at this moment in time.
Yeah, just serving, go across trying the street to serve to the gas station and buy a fucking granola bar.
Where did you serve again? Where did you serve?
I did one tour of duty at the Holiday Inn in Fond du Lac.
Oh, you never served in La Crosse?
I did on the boat.
Is that what you got fired from?
Yeah.
What boat?
The Mississippi Queen.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, I got it.
Okay.
But that was the name of the boat.
It was. Yeah.
Skipper liner.
Mm-hmm.
One time I told that story on the air and some guy called and he goes, I know exactly who you're talking about. That guy fucking sucks.
Yeah, the guy who shit-canned me at the restaurant I worked will tweet at me about Badgers basketball here and there. I'm like, do you remember me? Like, not like, do you know who I am? But like, you're tweeting at me like, and there's no irony in your tweet. Like, this is just a straight up Badger basketball take. Like, there's no.
Does he not know?
I don't think so. I remember the incident happened. I was on the phone with him. I was in Panama City Beach. I guess I was scheduled to work and he called. He said, is this, hi, Grant, it's David Howie's. And I said, oh, hi, Dave. I'm in Florida. Where are you? And he goes, I'm at the restaurant.
Okay. How'd you miss that?
I was drunk.
All right.
Good episode. Very fun. I enjoyed your post game on Sunday after the game, by the way. I wanted to tell you.
It was nice to have you contributing.
Well, I didn't want to join, but I can comment, you know.
Yeah, that was nice.
All right. Nice to see you, Bart.
Good to be seen. Better than viewed. I'm 41. That's the kind of shit I say. We're brought to you by Happy Place M. Promo code is BART. 25% off each and every order at happyplacem.com. A lot of you went there last month. That's awesome. The seltzers, the gummies, they've got it available for you, and you can order it. And the shipping is normally taken care of as well. I think the only, if you get like one box of a seltzer, it's a little heavy. But otherwise, they do a good job, and they're very quick. They'll get it to you very quick. Happy Place Hemp, promo code's BART, 25% off every order. That has been now 3 years of that code. Imagine the amount of money you have saved and the amount of times you have had that have been good because of the Happy Place Hemp and the promo code BART, 25% off, happyplacehemp.com. May do picks this week, TBD, post game. You can listen to me on the radio, although I think Sparky will kick me off in Milwaukee. So Odyssey app, world's greatest app. I love it. I'm going to listen to it right now. Probably listen to my show. It was so good last night. And I think this is on there too. I think Into the Winklerverse is on the Odyssey app. Oh, God, what an app. It's called the Everything app. Soon you'll be able to pay bills on there as well. All right, thank you as always for stopping Into the Winklerverse.
Ooh, Gecko, I just love being able to file a claim in under 2 minutes with the Geico app. Could you sign a...
Sign what? The app? Yeah, sure.
Oh, it rubbed off the screen when I touched it. Could you sign it again?
Anything to help, I suppose.
Get more than just savings. Get more with Geico.